Today is Tuesday, the 30th of July, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time. The University of Johannesburg choir sing Ukuthula, Peace in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
You shall say to them this word: Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down, so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good. For a time of healing, there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors. For we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you. For it is you who do all this.
The prophet Jeremiah is given an unenviable task. He must inform God's chosen people that their corruption and iniquities will result in censure. and God will not rescue them from the consequences of injustice. Do we not see negative repercussions whenever we today allow injustice to flourish? And the very earth itself reacts to our mistreatment. God does not want pleas for mercy without a genuine change of heart. If we wish to be the people of God, don't we have to care for the poor and for the earth? What would Jeremiah say to us? Listen again to Jeremiah and consider how today Christians at times collude with unjust structures of sin. What is it like for God to see this happening?
You shall say to them this word: let my eyes run down with tears, night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good. For a time of healing, there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this.
How is God calling you to be a witness to justice and peace and the care of creation? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.